Next individual, please.
1107, request of Michael Fives to address council regarding unreinforced masonry mandate.
Mayor Wheeler, members of the council, my name is Michael Fives, and you did a great job on my name. Thank you. I'm uniquely qualified to talk to you about seismic resilience. I have a PhD from MIT in geophysics, and I'm a third-generation housing provider in the city of Portland. We have buildings that have been in the family for over 50 years. We have tenants that have been with us for over 40 years. First, I'd like to describe to you a little bit about what really is the problem here. And then we'll talk a little bit about some solutions. The major cause of death and destruction in earthquakes are tsunamis and fires. Contrary to what you might see on the news with collapsing buildings, that's the major cause of death and destruction. Of the collapsing buildings, URMs do cause death and destruction. However, it's important to note that in the last 200 years, there have been fewer than 350 deaths associated with URM buildings. And of that, approximately 70% of those deaths are a result of falling bricks and other debris from chimneys and parapets. The city recognized this about 20 years ago when you passed Title 2485, which required bracing of these parapets and chimneys whenever you did a re-roof or a major renovation to a building. The problem with that is that the city has failed to implement it and enforce it. As a building owner, I've done many re-roofs in the last 10 or 20 years, and all under permit, all under inspection. Not once did the city mention, oh, by the way, you need to brace the parapet. They said, fine, go ahead, re-roof your building. That's the problem. The city has not enforced their own code. It's widely recognized that you get the biggest bang for the buck by reinforcing the chimneys and the parapets. Let's talk a little bit about the cost. The cost to reinforce a parapet is about $350 per lineal foot. Well, for a one-story building, it's going to be that same cost it is for a five-story building. So the one-story building can't afford as much as a five-story building. Any policy you pass must be flexible enough to allow for the different size of buildings, the kinds of uses, and so forth and so on. I propose that you make 2485 mandatory with a set date that it has to be completed by. That's the stick. The carrot is, if you provide financial incentives for people that do it before the mandate deadline, I think a lot of those people in those one- and two-story buildings that can't afford a full retrofit can go ahead and do the job and will do the job with the proper carrot. Please provide a funding mechanism that provides carrots and sticks to people. The stick can be fines if they don't do it after a certain date. But it's important that there is significant funding. Senate Bill 311 will not provide that significant funding. It will only provide partial property tax exemption. We need a program similar to what was done for the Energy Trust Program, where you get tax credits, where you maybe get rebates. In that case of energy tax credits, it was from the power companies. But I think we need to divide a sustainable, viable funding mechanism in order to encourage property owners and the ability to do the retrofits without demolishing or selling their buildings. Thank you very much.
Excellent testimony. Thank you. Appreciate it.